Veterans Update. Military to cut uniformed medical billets by Tom Philpott. Agreeing with defense officials that there's a mismatch between medical staffing at military treatment facilities and future battlefield requirements, the Army, Navy, and Air Force plan to cut as many as 17,000 uniformed medical billets, including physicians, dentists, nurses, technicians, medics, and support personnel. The intent is to repurpose those slots as combat skills to raise the lethality of operating units. Another goal is to increase the average caseload for remaining medical billets at base hospitals and clinics to strengthen wartime medical skills as well as improve the quality of beneficiary care. The deep staff cuts are opposed by some service medical officials. If the goal is to tear down the military health system, this would be a reasonable way to do it, one said. Uniformed medical staffing, active and reserve, totals roughly 130,000. The reductions eyed show a 13% cut across all services. The Army is to drop almost 7,300, the Navy almost 5,300, and the Air Force just over 5,300. This divestiture will impact healthcare delivery performed by uniformed personnel across the enterprise, explained a November 1st planning document from Navy Medicine. No replacement funding is being provided. The end strength divestiture is being utilized to reinvest in other Navy priorities. Its guidelines for identifying expendable billets said they should be limited to the continental United States, spare critical wartime specialties, and avoid preventative medicine, occupational medicine, industrial hygiene, aviation medicine, and undersea medicine. Mental health specialties and waterfront billets are also to be spared, as well as instructors and small clinics supporting SEALs or Marines or having fewer than three officers. Senior defense officials said they collaborated closely with the services on staff cut plans. All agreed the medical force is larger than needed to meet operational missions, with too many skill sets not useful on battlefield or ship. Having staffing out of balance, they contend, harms quality of care because care providers don't treat enough patients to keep skills sharp. Defense officials declined to confirm numbers of jobs targeted until the 2020 budget request is released. Some service officials did share their figures, which, if Congress approves, would begin to take effect in fiscal 2021. Defense officials said the divestiture plan results from a year-long collaboration between service medical departments, the Joint Chiefs, the Defense Health Agency, DHA, and the Cost Assessment and Program Evaluation Office of the Defense Secretary. It is just one part of sweeping reforms across military medicine. Control of all medical facilities is being transferred to DHA, and functions of separate service medical departments will be consolidated there to save on operating costs and standardize practices and procedures, from appointment scheduling to reporting on provider errors. In the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, Congress ordered the DOD Secretary to collaborate with service branches to define medical and dental personnel requirements and convert military staff to civilian if not required for operational readiness. The emphasis is on providing more effective and efficient care with smaller staffs. It sounds counterintuitive, said senior defense officials, but reducing the number of people providing a particular service within a facility does not mean a degradation of care, because the more times a provider performs a procedure, the better that provider is at performing that procedure. Still, plenty of medical experts are worried that cuts this deep could leave military hospitals and clinics stateside short of personnel for deployment or to accept patients if current wars escalate or new ones break out. You can argue on the margins whether you need quite as many people here or there, one senior health official said. But these hospitals support training as well as provide care and keep people in operational units. With staff cuts this deep, you're going to have a very hard time keeping docs, especially in uniform. Tom Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for more than 40 years.